She has no plans to step aside. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Whether Democrats maintain control of the House or not, the chamber's current speaker, Nancy Pelosi, doesn't plan to step away from Congress. She also tells ABC News she thinks President Biden should run for re-election. She also weighed in on a potential third White House run for former President Trump.
I think it's bad news for the country, let's put it that way.
Mr. Trump is scheduled to make some kind of announcement on Tuesday from Mar-a-Lago. Senate control has been determined.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is projected by the Fox News Decision Desk to win her re-election bid in Nevada in a closely watched and closely contested race against Republican Adam Laxalt. With that Nevada win, Democrats have now netted 50 Senate seats, enough for control of the chamber with Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote.
Fox's Jared Halpern. An expanded majority is possible if Democrats can hold on to Georgia. Next month, a runoff will be held between incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. While traveling overseas, President Biden is keeping score of midterm results and is rooting for a Democratic victory in Georgia.
Better 51 because we're in a situation where you don't have to have an even makeup of the committees. And so that's why it's important, mostly, but it's just simply better.
Earlier this morning, the president arrived in Indonesia for tomorrow's G20 summit, where he'll meet face-to-face with China's leader. The White House says the president will express the U.S. doesn't want conflict or competition with Beijing. An update out of Turkey. Officials say at least 6 people were killed in an explosion in Istanbul, more than 50 others hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A pair of airplanes dating back to World War II collided in mid-air yesterday. 6 people are confirmed dead in Dallas.
The air show honoring Veterans Day, attracting thousands throughout the weekend. The crash causing a large fire and sending plumes of black smoke into the sky. Officials say only volunteers with years of experience in the antique planes were on board at the time of the crash.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. There were no injuries on the ground. 6 people are hurt in Los Angeles after a car drove through a street carnival last night. Fox 11 says the driver of the white Porsche fled the scene. Dozens of dogs in Georgia have been rescued from what police describe as the dark and sinister world of dog fighting. More than 100 dogs, mostly pit bulls, were found at a home in Paulding County in various degrees of existence. Many of the dogs were tied to trees without food or water. The homeowner is behind bars facing multiple charges. A difficult situation has gotten worse at an animal shelter in Dallas, and now workers are receiving death threats.
Dallas Animal Services has called the cops several times this past year after shelter workers got online threats. The agency's Whitney Bollinger.
Most of the threats that we've received online have been threats to euthanize our staff.
The agency says those threats stem from social media misinformation about dogs being euthanized. But those threats have scared off staffers, and now there's a staffing shortage, and that does lead to more dogs being euthanized because there aren't enough people to care for them. Also, they're running out of room. So staffers say they don't need threats. They need the community to step up and adopt those animals.
Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.